Welcome to What's Poppin'. Happy Maundy Thursday. That's not something you hear very often. It is Maundy Thursday as I'm recording this, and Maundy comes from the Latin word mandate and command, and so Maundy Thursday is typically a day that we celebrate the command of Jesus as he washes the disciples' feet to serve others the same way that he serves us and to love others how he loves us. But he also gives us a command to do something else on Maundy Thursday or Holy Thursday, and that is to celebrate and do the Lord's Supper in remembrance of him. And we'll be talking more about the idea of remembrance of him and what that means in the Lord's Supper during the Seder meal that's going to happen at Prince of Peace this evening, as well as during our service that happens right after that, 7:30. And so if you are around and part of those services or already went to those services by the time you heard this podcast, you know more about the idea of remembrance and why Jesus gave us this meal. There's a lot going on in the Lord's Supper, though, and it's one of those really cool things that it connects God's word all together in just an astounding way, at least an astounding way to me. And it starts way back in Exodus, where the people of Israel had been in slavery in Egypt, and then God sends Moses to free them from slavery in Egypt, and God had planned 10 plagues to happen to the people of Egypt so that they would know that he is the one true God and want the Israelites to leave and no longer be their slaves. And the 10th plague is the big one. 10th plague is the one where God tells Moses to tell the people of Israel to get a lamb for each household. And if a household's not big enough to eat a whole lamb, to combine households together and things like that, each household is supposed to slaughter the lamb and then take the blood from the lamb and put it on and paint it on their door jambs on the outside. And then that evening, they're supposed to eat the lamb and other things. They're supposed to be ready to go at a moment's notice, supposed to have basically packed up and ready to go. Because what God is going to do that night is he is going to send the angel of death throughout the land of Egypt, and the angel of death is going to kill the firstborn in every household that does not have the blood of the lamb smeared on the door jamb outside. And so the blood of the lamb causes the angel of death to pass over those households. And then what happens is the people of Egypt who don't have the blood of the lamb smeared over their door jams, the firstborn of their household is dead. There's wailing and there's great sadness in the land of Egypt. The Pharaoh's firstborn dies and he tells the Israelites to get out. And so through this act, this 10th plague that God sent to Egypt, the people of Israel are redeemed, saved, freed from slavery because death passed over them, because the blood of the lamb was on their door jams. They are then to repeat this meal on a yearly basis to remember what God has done by having the blood of the lamb have the angel of death pass over them so they could be freed from slavery and made God's people and then given the promised land. Hundreds of years later, Jesus comes on the scene and John the Baptist sees him and says, "Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world." Because John the Baptist knows who Jesus is. At the end of his ministry on earth, Jesus has, on Thursday night, before he is betrayed and then crucified and resurrected, so on that Maundy Thursday, or Holy Thursday, as we also call it, he's having Passover with his disciples, that remembrance meal that they're supposed to celebrate every year about how the blood of the Lamb had death pass over them and then free them from slavery and make them God's people, and then God will bring them to the promised land. Jesus says in that meal, as he shares it with his disciples, that the bread is his body and the wine is his blood that is shed in the new covenant for the forgiveness of many. And so Jesus is saying that he is the meal now that represents the Passover meal from way back in Exodus. And so what happens then is Jesus is the Lamb of God who sheds his blood on the cross, and his blood covers us, the door jams of who we are, so that death passes over us, we are freed from slavery to sin, we are made God's people, and we can have a place in his promised land, his kingdom forever. That is a really quick connection. There's obviously more details and things we could go into as to talk about that, but it shows us how the Lord's Supper, what Jesus institutes for us when he celebrates that Passover meal, that remembrance meal with his disciples, that it connects way back to that 10th plague happening in Egypt and freeing the people of Israel from slavery and God making them his people and then him leading them to a promised land through the blood of a lamb that is shed. And what I find so cool about that is that the first Passover meal and that event in that 10th plague actually foreshadows who Jesus was going to be. Because Jesus was always the plan from the very start, before anything. All this was part of God's plan. I hope this short podcast helps you remember some things maybe you've learned before, or brings to mind some really important connections that maybe you haven't made before as you celebrate the Lord's Supper, not only on Maundy Thursday and during Holy Week, but every opportunity you get to have it, because every time we get to remember what Jesus has done for us, being the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world.